Dusty Tomes Audiobooks and Spoken Realms present The Rise of Sport by Frederick L. Paxson. Narrated by Joseph Tabler. The Rise of Sport. No people has passed through greater changes in a single lifetime than did Americans in the generation which saw the closing of the old frontier. Social groups that had been nearly homogeneous were broken up, and out of them were selected and combed specialized industrial colonies to be moved to town and driven before the machinery of economic change. The fathers of this generation had been a sober lot, unable often to bend without a break, living a life of rigid and puritanical decorum, interspersed perhaps with disease and drunkenness, but unenlivened, for most of them, by spontaneous play. When Barnum started upon his long career as showman in 1835, he introduced Joyce Heth, nurse of General George Washington, and now arrived at the astonishing age of 161 years. But he was careful to add that she had been a member of the Baptist Church for upwards of 100 years, and took pleasure in the conversation of the clergy. Amusement was under suspicion of wickedness unless disguised as instruction, and sport was hard to find. "I idled away the morning on Mr. Daniel Greenleaf's wharf," wrote Charles Francis Adams in his diary in 1843, "after playing with his boys for a few hours. Perhaps this consumption of time is scarcely justifiable, but why not take some of life for simple enjoyments, provided they interfere with no known duty?" A few years later, the genial autocrat scolded at a portion of his fellow countrymen, "I am satisfied that such a set of black-coated, stiff-jointed, soft-muscled, paste-complexioned youth as we can boast in our Atlantic cities never before sprang from loins of Anglo-Saxon lineage. We have a few good boatmen, no good horsemen that I hear of, nothing remarkable, I believe, in cricketing, and as for any great athletic feat performed by a gentleman in these latitudes, society would drop a man who should run around the common in 5 minutes. Farther south or farther west, if an Adams had criticized himself or a Holmes his neighbor, the showing might in spots have been less doleful, but neither in east nor west did America esteem the human body. The taste for athletic sports in America is not over 15 years old, wrote a shrewd observer in 1869. In 1886, some of our journals could still find news in Dr. Peabody's baccalaureate upon the text, "The temple of God is holy, which temple ye are."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?